I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Both casinos in the Iowa Quad Cities are ready to offer customers the chance to bet on sports, and the addition of sports betting is also creating jobs. The sound of fans cheering for their favorite teams will soon be heard at most of the 19 casinos in Iowa, including Rhythm City in Davenport and Isle in Bettendorf. Brian Arilko, administrator of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, says the new law gives the casinos a reason to spend money and hire more employees.
We're seeing new jobs with this legislation. We're also not just on-site and operating the books and helping with that. We're seeing significant investment in some of the facilities. Some are still kind of dipping their toe in the waters, but in many of the locations, we're seeing significant capital being invested just to have places for the customers to wager. And so that's good.
Nancy Ballinger, general manager of Isle Casino in Bettendorf, says Isle has renovated part of the casino floor to make room for sports betting.
We have spent about $250,000 to construct a sports book that will be on the casino floor. There's about six screens that will carry the different games. And then there's about 15 monitors that will have all the odds for the various different things that folks can bet on. William Hill US is our partner, and they've been doing sports books or sports betting for about 85 years. So we're thrilled.
William Hill US has a longtime partnership with Eldorado Resorts, the parent company of Isle Casinos in Bettendorf and Waterloo. It's hired about 25 people at each location, and William Hill will also run the online sports betting app for the two casinos. Mo Hyder is the general manager of Davenport's Rhythm City Casino. 3 years ago, it moved from the downtown riverfront to its new site along I-80.
When we built it, I don't know if you've been here, but there's like a sports lounge called Draft Day, and it was designed specifically with future sports betting in mind. That's why we called it Draft Day. And it's a great restaurant. It has lots of TVs in there. It's got a beautiful 360 TV in there where you can sit and watch all sorts of games around that TV. So we've already positioned ourselves from an infrastructure standpoint. I think our current employment sits at roughly about 490. We have, at this point, identified at least 10 to 12 folks that are dedicated strictly for the frontline operations, and then there's a whole team that's back behind the scenes.
And BetWorks will operate Rhythm City's app for online sports betting. The Gaming Commission's Brian Arilko says Iowa will tax sports betting revenue at 6.75%, and each casino's charity partner will receive 0.75%.
I think it's important to note that through this legislative process, I think the legislative leaders have noted that they didn't believe this would be necessarily to generate significant revenue. That's consistent with everything that we've seen in other jurisdictions. And so there will definitely be more money in the form of taxes that are collected, but really won't be significant in terms or in proportion to what is currently collected in gaming taxes in the state.
Three types of wagering are included in Iowa's sports betting law. First, what he calls traditional on-premises sports betting, online wagering using an app but only within the state borders, and daily fantasy sports betting. People will not be allowed to bet on the performances of individual college athletes, but Isle's Nancy Ballinger says Iowa's law is well-written with appropriate rules and regulations.
You know, the margins are pretty thin in sports books. And so, you know, having the state get a piece, the nonprofit get a piece, and the operator being able to have a business model that we believe will be successful is really exciting, because I know some other states have passed it and it's passed, but it's just not really working very well. But we think Iowa has done it right.
CEO of William Hill US, Joe Asher, says sports betting is just a lot of fun.
I mean, nothing beats sitting in the sports book on a Saturday afternoon when a big game is on and everybody's, you know, cheering the plays. It's that type of a social experience. And you see folks from all walks of life who probably would never intersect with each other anywhere else. You know, they come together around sports betting, and it's really, really neat to see.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.